Hi, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. If you'd like, you can give us a call at 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380, or you can visit our new website at politicalbombshow.cf. So today I want to talk about homelessness. It's a really bad issue that's out of control. And let's take the city of San Francisco, for instance. They are not even trying to fix the issue. They feel that they want to throw money at them, supply them with drugs, and things will be all better. And if you look in the streets of San Francisco, there's human feces everywhere. They pee everywhere. They masturbate. I mean, this is not a healthy thing that's going on. And instead of trying to help these people, there's nothing being done. I mean, many people are leaving California, and that's part of the issue. Obviously, the policies are not that great in California either. And I'm glad to see a movement of some of the cities in California saying, no, we do not want sanctuary cities in our city, because sanctuary cities is not good for ordinary legal Americans, because they protect illegals, and not all of them are here to work, as the media would like you to believe. Many of them are here just to mooch off the system and or be in gangs and rape and kill. This is definitely not good for the society. But your California representatives, they don't care about that. As long as they can vote and keep them in office, then they're fine with it. They're very selfish that way. They don't care that you are suffering, and they don't even care about the economy. As long as where they live is protected, which is another thing. They scream about gun control, yet they have bodyguards or secret services that carry guns. If you don't like guns that much, why don't you have someone protect you that doesn't have a gun? You wouldn't do it, would you? They're pathetic. They're simply pathetic. There's no other way around it. Why in the world would you just allow this homelessness to continue? You know, I just don't get it. So my thing is that we close down the insane asylums. And I think that if we reopen them, because many of these people are not right in the head, and they're just a burden on society. It would cost us less money to, reopen these institutions and put people in there that needs to be in there. You know, I even where I live, it's not as bad, but it's so annoying. I'm coming out of my apartment. I'm sitting in my car letting it warm up, and a homeless guy comes up to me. Could you have any beer money? I said, no. I don't have any spare money. I didn't actually have any, but even if I did, I wouldn't have given it to him. I don't like panhandlers. Panhandling should be illegal. I absolutely don't like it. I don't want to be sitting in my home outside of my home, and I don't want to be harassed. Or when I drive to the traffic light and they try to approach my car, I'm always mean to them, because it's not that I'm heartless. I don't want you to come to my car. You can do better. I've almost been where you were, but I fought to work myself out of it. I didn't just panhandle and try to beg for money. Sure, you know, I went into the system. And that's another thing. Welfare. Some people just want to stay there for life. I went there. And I maybe lasted a month before I got out of there, because I physically looked for a job and on the computer as well, and got a job and got out of there because I did not want to be a welfare recipient. That was a low time of my life. But sometimes people need help. Even I needed help. And the point is, I worked my way out of it. I didn't say, oh, I want to be on welfare forever and let someone else pay for it. No, I knew when I was going in that I didn't want to be there and I got to get out of it. And it took me a month and I got out of it. And so obviously I still want things to be better than where I am now because I want to keep moving up the class. I don't want to just be stuck at in the lower end of the middle class. I want to keep going up. I want to be the upper middle class. And then from the upper middle class, I want to continue on up the chain. That's just how I feel about it. Like right now, I'm living in an apartment. I don't like living in an apartment for many reasons. Privacy is one. I'm surrounded by people, and they can hear me. I can hear them, and I don't like that. I want to live in a house, and that's my next step on up the ladder. I clean my credit up. If I could do it, you can do it as well, because my credit was poorer than poor, like in the 400s. That's how poor mine was. And I keep working my way up the ladder, so now I'm at a good score. Excuse me, but I don't want it to stay at a good score. I want to go to excellent. So I feel that that's a good thing. But the homelessness is really out of control. I mean, I have some friends that they say, oh, why are you so mean? It's not that I'm being mean. It's just that, well, first of all, a lot of the panhandlers, they're scam artists. I've seen a show on this. I don't remember the name of the show, but I've seen a show on this where these panhandlers, it's like a job to them. They go out and they scam people, and some of them are a millionaire living better than I am. They're scam artists. So I've seen this before. Like this one guy, he's at the street corner collecting money. Then he saw the cop coming, and then he went walking to his car. He went over to a car. He had his car parked in the parking lot. I mean, that is so morally wrong. if you rip people off in that way, pretending to be homeless, that's lower than low. You're playing on people's emotions, and that is definitely wrong. You shouldn't be playing on people's emotions that way, because it's really, really just immoral. Why would you do that? Well, that's why I don't give anyone money. That, and if they really want money, I'll donate to, like, the Salvation Army or something. Then the Salvation Army can help them. But other than that, I'm not going to give you money so you could shoot up drugs or buy cigarettes or alcohol. Yeah, that's, you're looking at the wrong guy. But I'm not doing it for you. Just not going to do it. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. You can leave me a voice message here. And if I like what you say, I'll probably play it on one of my episodes. And just leave me a comment and I may discuss whatever you talk about. But yeah, I feel that the homelessness is just really blown out of proportion because the government isn't doing anything about it. I really feel that institutionalizing these people is the way to go. You just can't have them just running amok on the street and being a nuisance, especially in places like California, like San Francisco. Excuse me, it's a mess out there. I mean, when you have human feces, I mean, it's so bad with human feces in San Francisco that they had to draw a map, and there's so much human feces. That's just gross and disgusting. They just defecate anywhere, and because of the stupid lawmakers in California, they don't allow the police officers to arrest them. And then the break-ins of vehicles are really, really horrible there. It's blown up. So San Francisco is definitely not the city it used to be. You can say the same for Paris. I've always wanted to visit Paris as a child. You think I want to go visit Paris now? It's not what it used to be. Well, I'm going to go out there and have someone of a certain religion stab me with a knife? No, I'm not going to deal with that. It's not going to happen. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, because I definitely know that it's an issue, and I'm not going to be deal with things like this. I'm not going to have you harass me for money and then, you know, create a problem where if I don't want to give you money, you want to try to get violent with me. No, that's not going to happen. I do stand up for my rights. Second Amendment right to be more specific, but you're not going to harass me asking me for money. Like, you know, you can do better. Some of these people can do better, but they don't want to. They're just like some of the welfare recipients. They don't want to do better. They just want to be fat and lazy and just collect money while I, the taxpayer, as well as you, the taxpayer, gotta pay for their life. I don't like that at all. It's not a good thing. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I'll be right back. I'd like to tell you about a book called The Real Ray Dog. It's a story of a little boy who grew up in poverty, was physically and verbally abused, and worked his way out from poverty to be low middle class. If you'd like to purchase this book on Kindle for only $7.50, please visit Amazon.com and search The Real R-E-H-D-O-D-G. All right, welcome back. I'm Ray Sean Blyden with Political Bomb Show. There's one form of homelessness that really does bother me because it's not fair at all. And when you have men and women that dedicate their life to their country and they go and they fight for their country and they give up their families, their lives, essentially their friends, everything, job, to fight for their country, and they come back and now they're veterans and they're treated like garbage, like filth. Those people I feel really bad for, because they put their lives on the line so that we can have the freedoms that we have. And to treat them like dirt is just simply irresponsible, and the government really does need to do more for them. I don't like seeing a veteran that's homeless. They shouldn't be homeless. There should be some type of assistance to help them, whether the government decide to build, you know, like how they build communities for senior citizens, build a community for veterans who are coming back and want to pick up the pieces and start their lives over. Why not build a community for them? Because they definitely deserve it. Instead, no, the government want to give it to the illegal aliens, Democrats more specifically. No, let's build a community for the veterans and then have specific jobs for them to do so they don't feel like they're, because veterans, they don't want to be like welfare recipients or illegal aliens who just want to live off the system. I think that a veteran would jump at the opportunity. They're coming back and they live in the community around their peers, and they, you know, if they have a job to do, you give them a job, they'll be more than happy to do that. So those people I feel really bad for, because it's really, like I said, they put their lives on the line and they gave up their entire life, friends, families, and now that they come back, there's nothing here for them. And then they become homeless. That's really heartbreaking to me. And that should be heartbreaking to you. You know, what if you put your, would you, see, you wouldn't even put your life on the line for your country. So why would you not support someone who would. Instead of screaming, oh, help the illegals, they're people too. Well, what about the veterans? What about the veterans? It's really heartbreaking. I'd like to get your opinion on that. You can leave me a message here. And I'd like to get your opinion on how do you feel about the veterans coming home and having nowhere to go and they're homeless. Do you feel that that's right? Do you feel the government should step in and do something? I mean, you already know my feelings on it. I didn't want to go to, you know, not that I didn't want to help my country. I just, certain things are meant for certain people. I just knew that my strength wouldn't be properly used being in the military. Some people are great motivators through speech or maybe songs. So I felt that I'd be more use this way rather than that way, being a burden on the military and probably getting court-martialed or dishonorable discharge. So there, you know, many things are meant for different people, and that's one that breaks my heart, the homeless. But then the people who are homeless just because, you know, they fell on hard times, you can work your way back into society. There are definitely services to help you. But I don't like the fact that you want to just cheat the system and stay there forever. You can be in the system and you can work your way out, but the Democrats want you there forever. And that's the thing. It's like, to me, it's like I call it a modern day slavery. You're a slave to the system because you get a certain amount of money and they get in return your vote. I'd like to hear from some of you people, actually. Leave me a message here. Because I'm sure that some of you guys who are in the system, you still have your Obama phone. How's that working out for you? So if you're listening on your Obama phone, I'd like for you to leave me a message here and tell me why I, the taxpayer, should pay for you to live if you don't want to try to better yourself. I really do want your opinion on that. Leave a message here. Tell me why I should support you because you just don't want to do better for yourself. And to tell me why you don't want to do better for yourself. Is it that you have a low self-esteem or you're just too fat and lazy? Or, you know, tell me what the issue is. I would like to know. I really do want to know. Tell me why you don't want to change. Tell me why. Do you feel that you just can't do any better for yourself? So I really do hope that you guys do leave me messages here, because I check all my messages. So just to let you know that. And tell me, Mr. Blyden, you're wrong because XYZ. I'm going to listen. I want to listen to your thoughts on this. That's why it's called a talk show. It works best when you have viewers that leave their opinions on what you talked about. So please let me know about this. I'm very, very curious to know if you have your Obama phone and you're on your welfare recipient and you're listening to this podcast, why do you feel that I should pay for your lifestyle? That's it for now. Again, I invite you to visit our website at politicalbombshow.cf, or you can leave us a voice message here and give us your thoughts on the show. Thank you.